From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
U.S. President-elect Bill Clinton asks Haitians to stay at home. Jamaica settles down following Wednesday's earthquake, and the CDB predicts a gloomy year for Caribbean economies. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. American President-elect Bill Clinton today appealed to Haitians not to travel to the United States to seek refugee status. He said he would continue the Bush administration policy of returning Haitian boat people. A similar appeal was made by President Aristide yesterday. Mr. Clinton's apparent about-turn on his election campaign criticisms of the Bush policy towards Haitians came in a special radio address to the Haitian people.
The practice of returning those who flee Haiti by boat will continue for the time being after I become president. Those who leave Haiti by boat for the United States will be intercepted and returned to Haiti by the U.S. Coast Guard. Leaving by boat is not the route to freedom. Restoring democratic government is the best hope for the people of Haiti, and I want to tell you again, I am committed to working toward that goal.
Mr. Clinton promised an upgrading of the processing of refugee applications at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti. These measures would include more staff and international observers to ensure applicants are not victimized.
Whatever future actions I take, my policies will continue to promote the return of democracy to Haiti, to discourage the dangerous practice of boat departure, and to expand opportunities for the people of Haiti to make applications for refugee status from within their own country. We all have new hope that the negotiation effort by the United Nations and the Organization of American States will improve the human rights situation in Haiti and eliminate the reasons for boat departure. To all Haitians, I urge you to work with me and with President Aristide to bring democracy back to your country.
President-elect Bill Clinton. Well, I'm joined on the line now by journalist Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince. Michael, how likely is it that Mr. Clinton's address will stop an exodus of Haitians?
It is likely, more than likely, to slow up the flow of Haitians. Stem it, very unlikely. Haitians will continue to go for their desperate straits, are still in intensifying. Haitians will go, fewer.
But will President Aristide's backing of Mr. Clinton's message for Haitians to stay at home work?
President Aristide asked people to stay at home, but it is obvious that the flow of boat people is leverage on the American government to do something, perhaps drastically, to change the political situation in Haiti. And that leverage is lost.
What about the suggestion of placing monitors in Haiti? Would they be able to stop human rights abuses?
Probably not. Haiti is a big country. There would have to be very, very many monitors. It wouldn't work. It's obvious it wouldn't work. Outside of the capital, Haiti is another country. The military are kings. It's not possible, really.
Stay on the line, Michael. We'll be coming back to you in a few moments. But now, a look at the attempts at negotiation show that the talks are still stalled. While the army is demanding a blanket amnesty in return for President Aristide's reinstatement, the exiled leader is insisting on prosecution for the coup leaders. Haiti's U.S. Ambassador Jean Casimir.
The leadership of the army should not be included in this amnesty. It is because the very basic of the president's policy is justice. And it is not a question of seeking reprisal of revenge. It is just justice.
But asked how a returned Aristide administration would differentiate between those members of the army who spilled blood and those who didn't, Ambassador Casimir said there'd be a need for international help.
This is a task that we do hope that the international community will assist us in doing in all fairness. First of all, let us state that in our heart as government, there is no need, there is no personal vendetta or search of vengeance. And we are very happy that both the UN and the OAS have chosen Mr. Dante Caputo. No? And we do hope that with his assistance, we'll be able to make progress in this ground. And this will be fair for everybody.
Jean Casimir. Well, back to Michael Norton. Michael, you heard Ambassador Casimir. Is the army willing to accept an amnesty for some of its members and not for all of them?
What is is the army. Those who speak for the army are the army high command. The army high command is not at the present moment ready to commit harakiri. They will not accept such a demand. Not at all. It's absolutely unacceptable. That is the concession they are waiting for President Aristide to make. They're still waiting.
Because President Aristide has still maintained that he wants to prosecute General Cedras. So isn't it a mistake then, since there could still be a threat from within the army?
Well, we will see. A mistake from what point of view? He wants justice. It is obvious that these people have blood on their hands. What is the instrument to bringing these people to justice? Locally, there doesn't seem to be any. It would have to be as the result of some sort of military occupation or a peacekeeping force that would force the army to be other than it is. The army as a whole is not willing to accept its leaders to be put on trial.
But even President Aristide's term of office was not all peace and harmony. There are some who are very critical of him. So are some Haitians still worried about his possible reinstatement and what that could possibly mean for the country?
The human rights violations under Aristide were about 100, 120.